Welcome to the Legends and Lore podcast, where we'll be telling true and fabled mythology. We'll be telling ghost stories, supernatural events from people that I know, things that I've seen, and stories I've read. Buckle in, and I hope you enjoy. This is from someone I knew. This story takes place in the eastern Appalachian Mountains. There was a road running through this town. Its name was Bat Creek. This specific little town was haunted. I know what you're saying, a ghost podcast that says haunted. Well, in this specific instance, it was true. This small little road ran out into the middle of the country where no one was around. Not an animal in sight, and it was dark. Always, because the tree canopy was so lush. There were fields nearby, where farmers had attempted to grow things, but they never really grew, so they just turned into hay fields. It was a long gravel and dirt road with tons of potholes, so it's not like you could drive fast. The road was curvy, and there would be little streams, and there's a well. On this entire road, there are only two houses. One house at the beginning, and one house at the end. One night, my friend decided that they were going to go and take a drive. It was around 2 a.m., and it's always been a great place to settle your mind. It's, like I said, it's dark, it's calming, everything is serene. Well, this specific night, it was a little less serene. They decided that they were going to drive through, just take a quick look around, stop at the little wishing well, sit for a minute, try to relax. So they make it to the wishing well, and they bring a few beers along with them. They're sitting there, they're just drinking by themselves, just taking a moment of peace away from the world. And then they hear a howl. Now, coyotes aren't rare by any means. They are everywhere. You can hear them chirp and yelp, but this one almost sounded human. They were sitting there, and they described it as they were sweating, but they didn't know why. It was 30-something degrees outside, and their palms were just growing hotter and hotter. Just suddenly, they just couldn't catch their breath. They were just sitting there, and they felt this overwhelming sense of panic take over. So they decided to get back into their vehicle, as any rational person would. I know that's not how most ghost stories go, but this one's true. So they decide to drive down the road. It's a little small gravel road, as we talked about, and you can't go fast because of the potholes. Only one car can fit down it at a time. They make it almost to the end, and they look out in the field, and there's a KKK group standing out there in the field. This hasn't been a place for KKK activity in the last 60 years, but it used to be one of the most popular spots to meet in the entire county. They sit there and they're watching them, and then all in unison they turn towards them. They absolutely slam on the gas because they don't want to be alone with a group of KKK members. So they go all the way to the other side of the road. They turn around, they're throwing it in reverse, driving backwards, getting as far away as possible as they can. Well, finally they make it out, find a spot to turn around, able to drive back the opposite way. They make it home safely that night. No issue, no trouble. They came home and they relaxed, drank another couple of beers, and tried to forget what they saw. A few days passed, turned into weeks, and finally they decided that they wanted to go relax again. They thought that they were just imagining it. Maybe there was something in the air. Maybe there was something just wrong with their brain. Maybe they were just seeing things. So they decided they were going to try it again. So they drove out over the gravel road through the bumps, over the humps, and they sat down at the wishing well again. They drank a few more beers. They sat there for hours this time. No need, no fear, nothing was wrong. Then they just decided to leave. It was time and they were ready to go. At this point, it was almost 3 in the morning. So they start driving out the way that they came because the other way was longer. And they're driving and they're driving. And they get to the end of the road. There's a girl standing in a white dress in the middle of the road, too pale to exist. She's sitting there with a almost creamy-like luminosity, staring, not moving, not breathing, not flinching. She sat there for a moment. The person decided that they were not going to approach. I mean, after all, just a few weeks ago, what had they seen? They'd seen a Klan meeting. So they decided that they were going to go back the other way. Once again, as we mentioned, the road is too small to be able to turn around. So they began backing up faster and faster and faster, jumping over these huge potholes that, frankly, were too deep to be in a road. Finally, they get to a point where they can turn around right beside the wishing well, and they drive the opposite way. They get to the end of the road, and it forks. You can continue on the road onto a smaller path that leads to a couple of houses, or you can go the other way, and it takes you back to the main highway. At the end of the path, continuing down the road, was another girl. This one had to be about 12, 13 years of age, completely in all black. Her skin was just as pale, just as creamy, just as translucent. That person ended up hitting their gas as hard as they could and drove around them in a circle to get around them. Their windows were still down, and in the distance they heard that same loud scream that they heard to begin with. Since that day, the person has assured me that they have never went back down that road again, and they will never. One time could be a coincidence. Two times, there's definitely something going on. The wishing well remains undisturbed, alone on a little back road. And this is a true story. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first podcast. I plan on doing several more. If there's any comments you'd like to leave on how to improve the stories or anything you all would like to see, I can definitely do that. Thank you.